Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tzadik Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. So the topic of today's daf and tomorrow's daf and the first half of the daf after that is going to be the Avoida of Smicha. So one of the ancillary extra credit digger components of the hakrava of a carbon was smicha. Loosely translated, smicha meant that the bal hakarbon would go and he would lean on the head of the carbon b'chol koichai with all his might. Now, exactly where on the head, one hand, two hands, what does b'chol koichai mean? Did every single person that brought a carbon have to do smicha? Noshem, do they have a chi of smicha? What about the carbon of an oivik kechavim? Could smicha be done al yidei shliach? These are all the subtopics of the sugya of smicha, and this is all what the noisei of the daf is going to be for the next two dafin and change. But I think it's kedai, being that this is going to be the topic of the next few days, just to give a tiny bit of an introduction. Not a halachic introduction, that is going to be the topic of the dafin, but just the pshutei shel mikra to understand a little bit what this idea of smicha is. So the first time smicha is mentioned in the Torah is really the first time a carbon is formally mentioned in the Torah. It's right in the beginning of Torah's Kayanim. It's in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, believe it or not, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber Hashem elam yoyo moyod leimer. That's Pasuk Aleph. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleyem. Odom ki yakri mikem korban l'Hashem min abehema min abokor min atzoin. Takrivu es korbanchem. That's Pasuk Beis. We jump right in. Im oyla korbanoi. In the event that a person is going to bring a carbon oil. Min habakar, zachar tomim yakrivenu, el pesach oyomoyed yakriv oyser litzoyim lefnei Hashem. So if somebody is bringing a carbon oil and he's bringing it min habakar, so the first thing he needs to do is to take this ben habakar and bring it to the entranceway of the oyomoyed. The oyomoyed, that's where the avodah is going to take place. Now what? First avodah. V'samach yodai al roish ha'oila. This person who is bringing a carbon oila l'rtzoynoi lefnei Hashem should now be samach yodai on the head of the oila v'nirtzoloi l'chaper alef. And by him doing that, he's going to attain ritzoy. The purpose of the oila is to get kapara. He's going to ultimately get kapara. V'shachat es ben habakar lefnei Hashem yidu ashchita v'hikrivu b'nei yaharin hakayanim es adam. We know Chazal said is referring to Kabbalah. It also means Haylacha. V'zarku es adam alam esbeach saviv. That's the gagal gagavoida. That's the zrika. V'chulu v'chulu. And the Torah goes on and it explains the rest of the avoidas of the oila. And what if the oila was brought minatzayin? And what if you decided to bring a mincha or shlomim or chatas? That's all what's being discussed here in the beginning of Vayikra. But the very, very first avoida that's mentioned is that the bala carbon takes this animal, he brings it to the Pesach of the oil moyed, v'samach yodoy al roisha oila, and he does smicha. Now, what exactly does the smicha accomplish? So, you'll tell me, what exactly does the haktara seimurim accomplish? What does the zrika accomplish? This is all heebie-jeebie on some level. This is all above our pay grade. Ein Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra and different Rishonim in different places. So smicha is one of these esoteric actions that need to be done in the context of karbonis, which is something that's really a little bit above our pay grade. Stating that, if you take a look in Parshas Achrimos, by the Avodah of Yom Kippur, so one of the unique karbanas, using that term loosely, that was brought was the Sar HaMishtalech. And the Pasuk says that Aharon HaKohen, who did all the Avodahs on Yom Kippur, before he brought the Sar HaMishtalech, V'samach Aharon Eshtei Yodov Al Roish HaSar HaChai. He had to do smicha with both of his hands on the head of the live Sar, that's the Sar HaMishtalech. V'hisvada Olav Eskal Avodah Yisbenei Yisrael. And when he did the smicha, he would recite vidoy. And he would talk about all the Averis that Klal Yisrael did. V'es Kol Pishay Shneim L'chol Chatoisam. V'nosan Oisam Al Rosh HaSoir. And he would take all those Averis that he's being misvada, and he would place them on the head of the Soir while he's doing the Smicha. V'shilach B'yad Ishiti HaMidbara. And then he would export, he would send out this Soir Mishtalech with an Ishiti to the Midbar. The next Pasuk. V'nosa HaSoir Olivas Kalav Inoisam Al Eretz Gzeira. The Soir, now that it just acquired Rachmana Litzlan, all the avoinois and the pesheim and the chatoisim of Klai, so it's going to carry those avoinois. It's going to bring it to Eretz Gezeru, v'shilach es hasar b'midbar, and it's going to go to the midbar, and we're going to go through with the avoida of bring the sarah mishtalech. Here too, the Torah talks about an inyan of smicha, but just from reading the psukim, what it sounds like is, what the smicha did, was the smicha took the avera that this person is trying to get kapara for, it took it from his plates and it put it onto the plates of the animal. As if to say that through the smicha, on some level, what he's saying is what we say when we shluk kapudas. He's saying, zeh halifasi, zeh tmurasi, zeh kaparasi. I have the aveiro. I'm doing some physical action right now where the aveiro is going to go from me and it's going to go onto the animal on which I'm doing smicha. The truth is, I saw in the Sefer Akedas Yitzchak, so the Akedas Yitzchak, which was written by the Baal Akeda, Rabbi Yitzchak Arama, Zchus Yagon Aleinu, he was from the Megur Shei Sfarad, one of the Kadmoinim, and he's very, very mayrich in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra about this inyan of smicha. And he says that the truth is, if you know how to look, you'll find and notice that the idea of smicha is not unique to Kachem. But you find really the concept of smicha in other places of the Torah. Just to mention one, in Parshas Pinchas, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe." Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Kach lecha es Yeshua ben Nun. Take Yeshua ben Nun, ish asher ruach boy, v'samachta es yotcha olav, and you should give him smicha." Yoyra, yoyra, yadin, yadin, right? V'samachta es yotcha olav. V'hamadata oisa lefnei alazar ha-koyen. V'lefnei kol ha-eda v'tzivisa oisam le'enei. V'nasata me'hoitcha olav. And you should take from your hoit and you should place it upon him. L'man yishmu kol ha-das b'nei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told to appoint the next leader. And who's the next leader going to be? It's going to be Yeshua ben Nun. But you don't just appoint him. You don't just make a big hachtara. But you have to do smicha. Skipping several psukim. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was vayas kashatziv Hashem es Moshe. Vayismoich es Yodav Olav, he did smicha, vayitzaveyu kashetib Hashem yad Moshe, and he commanded, he instructed Yeshua ben Nun to do everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. It sounds a little bit from the psukim that the smicha was part and parcel of how Moshe Rabbeinu took his greiskeit and he imparted it onto Yeshua ben Nun. The truth is, if you're not convinced from these psukim, this is a checkmate pasuk. At the very end of the Torah, the very end of Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, it's literally from the last pasuk in the Torah. V'Yeshua ben Nun mole ruach chachma. Yeshua ben Nun was filled with a ruach, a geist of chachma. Why? Ki samach Moshe es yadav alav. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had done smicha. And because Moshe Rabbeinu had done smicha, it's for that reason he was now all of a sudden mole ruach chachma, exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu had been. In fact, if you go back to Parshas Pinchas, Rashi says, V'yismoich es yadav alav. He did it by in Yafa, and he did it much better than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do smicha with one hand, he did it with two hands. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just do smicha with one hand, but Moshe Rabbeinu did smicha with two hands, so ultimately what that meant was Yeshua ben Nun was going to get much more than what he would have gotten. Here says the Akedah, the smicha has nothing to do with kachim, has nothing to do with averus. It has to do with chachma. That's what it has to do with. It has to do with hoid, with shenkite. That's what's going on over here. But how is Moshe Rabbeinu imparting from his chachma, from his hoid, onto Yeshua ben Nun? The way he's doing it is through an action of smicha. Because smicha is some mahalach of how a person can take something that is in him and somehow imparted upon somebody else. In the context of Kachim, what it means is a Yid is carrying with him Averis. So the Eibishter gave him this incredible Matana Toiva, the concept of a Korban, where you could take an animal and you do smicha on the animal, and when you do smicha on the animal, you're taking whatever Avera, Avoinoisam Pesheim Echatoisam, it's going from you, and now all of a sudden it's going to go on the animal. That is a little bit the inyan of what smicha is. It's Pasha that this gives a little bit of a better punim to why it is that the Pasuk says that when the Kohen Gadol did the smicha on the Sar Mishtaleach, he was misvada. Because really, if you think about it, the smicha is this incredible cosmic action. You're taking these averus that somehow are attributed to your neshama, and you're making them go on this nefesh abrahami. That's not something you can merely do with an action. That's poshet. That would have to involve a level of tshuva, a level of hakara, that I sinned, chatasi avisi upashati. And that's why the Kohen Gadol, when he would do the smicha, he had to be misvada. The truth is that it wasn't just the Kohen Gadol when he did smicha that was misvada. The Rambam says in the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchas Maaseh Karbonos, after the Rambam describes a little bit what the inyan of smicha is, says the Rambam, the how exactly did he do the smicha? So we'll see this more in the sugyas. And he would say vidoy al chatos avoin chatos val osham avoin osham val oilo misvada avoin ase avoin lois ase shenita klase keitza misvada oimer chatosi ovisi poshati vosisi kach vachach vichosarti betshuva lefanecha vizuka parasi. So the Rambam says that it wasn't just the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur by the Sar Mishtalech that was misvada when he did smicha, but every single yid, when he did smicha, he was misvada. Just to bring this out a drop better, everybody knows one of the most famous Rambams, Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph in Hilchas Tshuva, where the Rambam talks about the importance of tshuva, and the Rambam says that all the different things that you find in the Torah that were mechaper, they were only mechaper if you did tshuva. They were only mechaper if you were misvada, says the Rambam in middle. V'chein balichatois v'ashamois be'isha mevi'im karbonei seyem al shigegason oy al zdoinam in mischaper lam bekarbonon. The karbon didn't give them kapara at sheyasu tshuva, until they did tshuva. V'yisvadu vidu dvarim, and they said vidu shenema v'yisvada ashechotol. So the Rambam, when he goes through all the things that you would think worked maybe on their own, no, says the Rambam, it only worked with tshuva. One of the things he says is v'chein balechatois v'ashamois, they had to do tshuva, they had to be misvada. When did they do tshuva? When was the vidu? It was b'shas t'smicha. You want to know exactly when it happened? It happened at the time of the smicha. I don't know, but we'll see at the very, very end of today's daf. It's the last line of the daf. The Gemara is going to learn from a drasha that smicha cannot be done al yedei shliach. Almost every single aspect of bringing a carbon could have been done al yedei shliach. David Saddam was done by the kayhanim, shailun the Gemara, shluchi didan, shluchi derachmana. But at the end of the day, usually the job of the Baal HaKarbon was to bring his animal to the Beis HaMikdash of Pesach HaYomayin, and then the Kehanim took over from there. But based on one of six extra mentions of the word Karbonoi, as we'll see in the daf, Chazal learned, Karbonoi v'loi Karbonoi shal chaveiroi. Only the Bailim was allowed to do smicha. If you're not the Bailim, you were not allowed to do smicha. It's because the Heftz of smicha is really, it's the physical component of the tshuva, of the vidoy. And that's something a yid has to do by himself. Tshuva, it's pashut, you can't do ayidei shliach. Vidoy, it's pashut, you can't do ayidei shliach. Smicha, which is part and parcel of that inyan, is also something you can't do ayidei shliach. Just to end, when the pasuk introduces the concept of smicha, it says, v'samach yodai al roisha oilo, v'nirtza loy lechaper olav. The Gemara Masechta Zvachim Davav mutches very much with this pasuk, because it sounds like the Baal HaKarbon is going to do smicha, and when he does smicha, he's going to get kapara. So what's Pashup Shan in the pasuk? V'nirtzaloy l'chaperol means after you do what's coming in the next several psukim, you're going to have to do the shechita and the kabbalah and the ilacha and the zrika. Only then it's going to be v'nirtzaloy l'chaperol. But even that the Gemara doesn't love. You know why? Because smicha is an avodah that's not ma'akif. So if a person never did the smicha and all he did was the shechita, kabbalah, ilacha, zrika, he would also be zaychet v'nirtzaloy l'chaperol. So why does the Torah attach the idea of v'nirtzaloy l'chaperol to the avodah of smicha? If smicha is mitzvah, v'nei mitzvah, it's shiore mitzvah, it's something that's not ma'akiv. The Gemara mutches with this kasha in Zvachim Dav Bav. But the emes is, although it's true the smicha mitzad avoida is not ma'akiv, but what the Yid did when he did the smicha, which was he was misvada, he did tshuva, that's something that is ma'akif. That's the Rambam we just learned. V'chein balei chatoyis v'ashomis b'eshem evin karbonesem al shigigosan ayal zdoinom ein mischapel em bekarbonom ad sheyasu tshuva v'yisvado v'yidvorim. That is something that's very ma'akif. If you look at the Lomdim, they say the Rambam's mashma, it's not ma'akif in the kashrus of the korban, it's ma'akif in the kaporif and the gavra. Fire. But the bottom line is, it's ma'akiv de v'nirtzoloi l'chaper olav. And that was something that happened b'shas the smicha. So kubi de v'nirtzoloi l'chaper olav is not so much mitzad avodas ha-smicha, it's more mitzad the tshuva that the Yid used to do when he did the smicha. But again, you know, one of the avodas when you learn a sugya, like all the sugyas in Kachem, right? Really, this 2-year stretch of daf yoimi is trying to have a little bit of amchasha, try to visualize, because unfortunately, mipnei chato'enu galinu me'artzenu, v'nisrachaknu me'admasenu, v'in anachnu yichayim, right? We can't bring karbanos. So for us, it's very, very hard for us to somehow create a proper visual in our imagination. But one thing I think is clear, the Yid, when he walked up to the Mokam HaMikdash, and he was taking his animal with him, and he brought it El Pesach HaYomayed. The first thing he did, before he handed over the keys to the valet, before he gave it to the Kohen, he needed to go, he had to do Smicha B'chol Koichai, and when he did Smicha, this was not heebie-jeebie at all. Maybe there's a little bit of an above our pay grade component to how it works. But he was misvada, and he would say Chatasi Ovisi U'Pashati, and he would say it with Bokzener, and he would understand that Be'etzem, I should be the one that's going on the Mizbeach right now. And it should be my dam, and my basar, and my emurim. But the Eibishter gave me this matana toiva. And he said that I could take this animal, and this animal could be bimkom me. And he would take that vera, and he would lean it, and he would press it upon this animal right now, acknowledging that he has the avera, acknowledging that the etzim it should be me, but instead it's going to be this animal. The hergish of the carbon was something that was very, very manifest in this avoida of smicha. The bottom line is, on that note, introduction was a little bit longer than it was supposed to be. We start a daf that's going to feel a little bit like yesterday's daf, albeit not maybe as windy, but daf. And really, another daf after that, and even another half a daf after that, related to halachis of smichas. Okay, look at Mishnah. 4 lines from the top of daf tzadik beis amar alef. Kol karbonis tzibur, all karbonis tzibur ein behem smicha, did not require smicha. Chutz min hapar habal kol ha-mitzvahis. With the exception of the par habal kol ha-mitzvahis, Rashi says this is the par helam davish al tzibur. Vesar mishtalech and the sara mishtalech. They were both karbonis tzibur, and they both required smicha. How do you know they required smicha? It's mefurish in the Torah. By both parshias, that there's an inyan of smicha. Interesting, by the way, that the Mishnah refers to the sar mishtalech as a carbon. So the sar mishtalech, is it a carbon? It's not a carbon. So there is conflicting mashmois from different places in Shas. This Mishnah very much sounds like it's a carbon. Reb Shimon said, af sar avodas kechavim. Even the sar avodas kechavim required smicha. So the parabah kol ha-mitzvahs required smicha, the sar mishtalech required smicha, and the sar avodas kechavim required smicha as well. Kol karbonis hayachat hunu smicha. As it relates to a carbon yachat, it's the other way around. Every single carbon yachat required smicha. Chutz min ha-bechor v'ha-maiser v'ha-pesach, they are karbonis yachat that did not require smicha. Finally, v'ha-yoyresh soymich. If somebody yarshin the carbon from his father and he's bringing it now, b'toyres yoyresh, so does he do smicha? It wasn't his carbon. Kamash Malon, yeah, the Yoyresh does smicha. By the way, on the topic of a Yoyresh, umevi nesachim, he brings the nesachim that his father was obligated to bring with his carbon, umeimer, and if he, not supposed to, but if he did tmura with his father's carbon, the tmura would be chal as well. So today's daf is going to focus on the first part of the Mishnah, and that is kol karbonos hatzibur ein behem smicha, chutz min apar habal kol ha-mitzvois v'sara mishtaleach. Reb Shimon Omer, af sar avodas kechavim. Let's just define these karbonos, even though we know what they are. The par habal kol ha-mitzvois, the par om davash al tzibur, that's when roiv of Klal Yisrael did an aver b'shoigig, that had they done the mezah, they would have been chayv karas. They did it because Bezdin made a mistake. So hayru Bezdin, and as a result of that, roiv of Klal Yisrael acted upon it, did an avera. Instead of every single individual bringing his own carbon, there was one carbon, a bull, a very big carbon, but there was one carbon that was brought, and this was mechaper on Klal Yisrael. Sora Mishtaleach, that's the other of the Shnei Sirim, the one that went La'azazel. And finally, the Sar Avodas Koychavim is talking about where there was a Hiru Bezdin and Rav of Klai Yisrael acted upon it and made a mistake, but the Chet wasn't just a Chayve Krisos, but it was Avodah Zarah. In that situation, instead of bringing one carbon, there were two carbonists that had to be brought, a par, like in every situation of Hayru Bezin, but this par was actually an Oila, and a Chatos, the Chatos was a Sar Avodah Zarah. Another thing that the par Habal Kol HaMitzvos and the Sar Avodah Zarah have in common, something that's going to play itself out in today's daf, is that the dam of both of those carbonos, the Zrika was not on the Mizbeach HaChitzoim, which is where almost all the Zrikas were, but it was on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, hence they are two of the very few Chatois HaPnimi. So regardless, as it relates to the Halachas of Smicha, the Shita of the Tanakama in the Mishnah, who we'll see in the Braisa has a name, it's Rabbi Huda, is that every single carbon tzibur did not have smicha with the exception of the paralam davashal tzibur and the sa'ir hamishtalech. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's the paralam davar shal tzibur, it's the sa'ir mishtalech, and it's also the sira avidis kincham. Zok the Gemara, a Braisa that elaborates on this halacha. Kol karbonos hatzibur, all karbonos tzibur, ein behem smicha, did not have smicha, chutz mipar haba al kol hamitzvos, useire avoides koichovim, divi rab shemin. So all karbonos tzibur did not have smicha, with the exception of par haba al kol hamitzvos and seire avoides koichovim. Rabbi Huda says, seire avoides koichovim, ein behem smicha, that the seire avoides koichovim did not have smicha. So if the seire avoides koichovim didn't have smicha, so ves mi avi tachtem, so who am I going to replace in your list? Meaning, Rav Shimon, you have two examples of a carbon tzibur that do have smicha. The general rule is not. That's the status quo. You have two exceptions where, yeah, I, Rav Yehuda, don't hold them, one of your exceptions. Which one? Seiri avaydes kechavim. I hold there is no smicha. So who am I going to replace that with? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Seira Mishtalech. Instead of having the Seira Avodas Kechavim, I have this Seira Mishtalech. What does Rabbi Yehuda even mean? I have to replace your exception? You have two exceptions, I have one exception. What's this whole premise that who am I going to replace your second exception with? Ravina said, yeah, Gemiri, because there was Allah Moshe Sinai, Shtei Smicha is Betzibur, that there were two examples of a carbon tzibur that required smicha. Hence, we're boxed into this number two. Hence, if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have Rabbi Shimon second, he's going to have to figure out a way to replace the second. Amalei Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon turned to Rabbi Yehuda and he told him, how could you tell me that the Sara Mishtaleach is your second example of a carbon tzibur that requires smicha? V'alei in smicha ela b'baylim. Smicha, we know, needs to be done by the baylim. V'zeh aharen uvanov soimchim bay. And by the Sara Mishtaleach, who's the one that did the smicha? It was aharen uvanov that did the smicha. So if aharen uvanov did the smicha, it can't be an example of a carbon tzibur that has smicha, because aharen uvanov are not the of the Sar HaMishtaleach. Now, Rav Shimon is making a big anach, which is going to be the topic of the next 20 lines of Gemara, that Aharon Uvanov did not attain any kapara through the Sar HaMishtaleach. It was meant for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So if Aharon Uvanov do the smicha and Aharon Uvanov don't get kapara, so this can't be one of your examples of smicha, Amalai. So Rav Yehuda said, I disagree with your premise. I hold Aharon Uvanov is chaperim, but I hold Aharon Uvanov did get kapara. If they got kapara, so very much, it can be included in the smicha. Let's just hit the pause button for a second. We need to be mavar this Gemara a little bit better. So we have a braisa that essentially elaborates on the halacha of the Mishnah. And that is kol karbonos ein behem smicha, with two exceptions. In the braisa, Rav Shimon says, what are the exceptions? Par haba al kol ha-mitzvos and sirei avodas koychavim. Rav Yehuda says it's par haba al kol ha-mitzvos and it's the sar mishtalech. So according to Rav Shimon, it's the sirei avodas koychavim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the Sar Mishtaleach. Rabbi Shimon tells Rabbi Yehuda, how could you tell me that it's the Sar HaMishtaleach? L'chayra, smicha has to be bebailim. Aharon is the one who did the smicha on the Sar Mishtaleach, and Aharon didn't get kapara. Rabbi Yehuda said, I hear, I'm masking to the Hanacha, but I hold that Avzeh, Aharon Avanam is chaperim boy. So he did get kapar. If they got kapar, he is the Bailam. It's for that reason it can count. Now, it'd be very easy to make a toys over here, that in this price it sounds a little bit like Shitas Rabbi Shimon is that there was no smicha by the Sar Mishtalech. Kol korbanis atzibur em smicha chutz mi parabal kol ha-mitzvah siya vayitz chavim according to Reb Shimon. And according to Reb Yehuda, it's parabal kol ha-mitzvah and it's Sar Mishtalech. It's not true. It's not true for a few reasons. Number one, it's not true because Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer Af Sorry Avodas Kechavim. After the Tanakam and the Mishnah said Kol Korbanis Hatzibra Imbem Smicha Chutz Min Para Baal Kol HaMitzvahis V'Sora Mishtalech, Reb Shimon added a third. He said Af Soyer Avodas Kechavim. So right out of the gate, just from Reb Shimon and the Mishnah, we know it can't be true. But this is a good reason. It's not as good as the real reason. We just read the pasuk in the Torah. It says mefurish that there was smicha that was done by the Sar Mishtalech. So that's pashit. There's no shaila in the world that the Sar Mishtalech had smicha. Okay, so what then is the shaila over here? The shaila is something else. The shaila is there was a halacha l'Moshe Misinai that said that there are two exceptions to the rule that a carbon sibur does not have smicha. The Tanam were trying to figure out what those two exceptions to the rule are. Rabbi Yehuda opened up a Chumash, and Rabbi Yehuda said, I see it, it's staring me in the eye. I see in Parshas Vayikra that the Paralim Davash Al Tzibur, which is a carbon tzibur, has smicha, and I see in Parshas Achrimois that the Sar Mishtalech, which is a carbon tzibur, has smicha. Said Rabbi Shimon, that can't be what the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai meant. Parabola Kol HaMitzvahs, yeah, but as relates to Sar Mishtalech, not. You know why? Because the Chefts of Smicha is Smicha Bebailim. And the Sar Mishtalech wasn't done Bebailim. So if it wasn't done Bebailim, this is a little bit of a different type of Smicha. If it's a different type of Smicha, that's not what Talach HaMish is talking about. Talach HaMish Mishinai is talking about the conventional Smicha that the Torah discusses in Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Daled and in many other places. That's not the Sar Mishtalech, because the most integral ingredient to that Halacha is Stav Zayin Bebailim, even not Al Yidei Shliach, as we mentioned. But it's something that has to be done Al Yidei Bailim. I mean that wasn't Al Yidei Bailim, so that's Poshit. That can't be what we're talking about. If that's the case, we have to be Mechapis what the second one is. You want to know what it is? It's the Sirah B'Dizar. So Avad, there's no Shaila in the world that the Sar Mishtaleach involved Smicha. It's Poshit. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. And that's what Reb Shimon means in the Mishnah when he says, Af Sar Avodas Kechavim. But in the Braisa, where we're getting into the weeds a little bit more, Kedarkoi Bakoidish of Braises. So over here, Reb Shimon says that I want you to know, as it relates to that Allah Chalamayshim Yisinai, Gemiri Shtei Smichas Petzibur, which is the theme that underpins the entire Daf. As it relates to that Allah Chalamayshim Yisinai, this can't be the second one. I agree, Amoyde B'miktsas to Parabah, I'll call a mitzvah, but as it relates to the other one, you have it as Sar Mishtalech, because you hold that could be a proper smicha, hence it's a pasuk in the Torah that this must be the other one. I hold that's not a proper smicha, because smicha has to be bebailim and harin avonav, not bebailim. What then is the other one? It's the sira avodah zarah. Okay, so just as it relates to a segue to now, these next 20 lines, which I'm actually going to go pretty quickly because the Gemara is going to repeat itself, believe it or not, three times. So from here until the bottom of the Yomid, this is what we need to know. What is at the crux of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether we can count Sara Mishtalech? There's a few things going on here, but as it relates to, if we can count Sara Mishtalech as the second exception to the rule or not, which would be the obvious exception, because it's a pasuk in the Torah, it's whether or not Aharon Uvanov got kapara from the Sara Mishtalech or not. Rabbi Yehuda held they did. It's a regular smicha, so gemiri, shtei smichas betzibur, it's clearly the parah amdavish al tzibur, and it's clearly the Sara Mishtalech. Rabbi Shimon holds that Aharon Uvanov did not get kapara, and they're the ones doing the smicha, so he says, it's not a proper smicha. That's the case. We have to find the second one. But really, at the crux lies this fundamental shaila, which is really a Masechtas Yuma Diga shaila. And that is, who got kapara from the Sar Mishtalech? Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is all of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Aharon Uvanov. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's the rest of Klal Yisrael, Aharon Uvanov. Now, the background to this whole Indian is that on Yom Kippur, so the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah. And there were many karbanos that he brought. And there were two tracks of karbanos. There were karbanos that he brought for himself and his family. And there were karbanos that he brought for Klal Yisrael. And the sugyas and Masechtas Yuma go through in a nuanced way which karbanos were mechaper for what. Our Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that's going to give us the information that we need as it relates to today's daf. One other thing that's kedai to chazer over before we start this next part of Gemara, and that is that one of the themes of the Karbonos of Yom Kippur was that they were mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kadashav. So in the event that somebody was Tomei, he entered the Beis HaMikdash, or if somebody was Tomei and he ate Kachim, There are different permutations of it. He knew he was Tamei, he didn't know he was Tamei. Yediyah Betchila, not Besoif, Besoif, like Betchila, lo Yediyah Betchila, lo Yediyah Besoif, he had Yediyah Betchila Besoif. Right, it's in the sugyas of Oilav Yor, Mesech Teshvus as well, but the bottom line is, we know that that was a big theme of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. It's going to play itself out in this price. Zok the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, V'azdu l'tamayu. This machleik is a reader, Rabbi Shimon, whether or not so much leich was mechaper for Aharon of Anavah. Not, it's really a machleik. It's the Shita Sai. We find that they argued this somewhere else. Tanya bring them to the price of Chippas Mikdash HaKodesh. So it says in the Torah, here's the whole pasuk. V'chippar es Mikdash HaKodesh v'soyomoyed v'samizbech yichaper v'al koyhanu v'al kol am hakol yichaper. This is Vayikra Tezayin Lamed Gimel. Vayikra Tezayin is the Avodah Yom Kippur. This is Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So you know it's at the end of the parasha. You don't have to open a chumash for that. So the chippas mikdash hakodesh zelof naiv lufnem. That's referring to tumas mikdash v'kadoshav or tumas mikdash of lufnaiv lufnem. So if somebody rachmano litzlan walked lufnaiv lufnem in a state of tuma, so the Torah is saying that void of Yom Kippur was mechaper for mikdash. It's referring to the lufnai v'lufnim. That's oyomoyed when it says those words are heichal. It's referring to tumas mikdash and the heichal. Mizbeach kimashmoy. It means if somebody was tamei and he went too close to the mizbeach. Yichaper elu azores. The different azores. Koyhanim. When it says in the pasuk, ala koyhanim kimashmoy. When it says val kol am hakol elu yisrael. And when it fears us, the last pasuk is yichaper elu halavim. Zok debrayso hushvu kulum de kapara achas. In this one pasuk, we mentioned the kapara of the koyhanim, the levim, the yisraelim. And you know what's coming to teach me? Shemeschapim besar meshtalech tevi Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to say that they all get kapara through the sar meshtalech. Now this is a little bit of a tricky drasha. This is a little bit of a tricky drasha because this pasuk is not talking about the sar meshtalech. When it says v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'soyom moed v'samizbech yichaper al koyhanim val kol am hakol yichaper, it's referring to the Sar HaNasa Bifnim or the Par of the Kohen Gadol. It's not talking about the Sar Mishtalech. Stating that, we do have a pasuk that's Hushfu Kula on the Kapara Achas, and the only way it can work in the Sugyas Masechtas Yuma, where there's one carbon that's going to be Mechaper of everything, is the Sar Mishtalech. Hence, this is a Makar that the Sar Mishtalech was Mechaper for every member of Klal Yisrael. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says no. Kishem shadam sar anasa bifnim mechaper al Yisrael. Just like the dam of the sar Lashem was mechaper for Klal Yisrael al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, kach dam hapar mechaper al kayanim al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. It was the dam of the par of the Kohen Gadol that was mechaper for the Kohen Gadol for his tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Kishem shavidushal sar mishtalech mechaper al Yisrael b'shar averos. And just like the vidui of the sar mishtalech or the hakrav of the sar mishtalech was mechaper for Klal Yisrael for all the other averos that he did, besides for the Tumas Mikdash Vagadash of Kach Vidush of Par, so to the Vidui of the Par Mechapra ala Kayhanim Beshar Averis was Mechapra for the Kayhanim Beshar Averis. We need the second Kishem of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says before it's not that way. Rav Shimon says that just like as it relates to Tumas Mikdash Vagadash of the Gakapara from different places, as it relates to Shar Averis, which was the Tachlis of the Sarah Mishtaleach, the Kayhanim and the Israelim Gakapara from someplace else. Faith more for Rav Shimon Havadai Hushfu. Rabbi Yehuda was coming from a hushfu. It says Val Kayhanim Val Kol Am Hakol Yichaper Kayhanim Yisraelim Levim Hushfu Kun LeKapara Achas. What are you doing with the hushfu Kun LeKapara Achas? You don't have one carbon that's brought in Yom Kippur that's going to be mechaper for everybody. Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Shimon is in hushfu. Of course, there's a hushfu. The bnei kapara nino. The fact that they all get kapara on Yom Kippur for all averes, that's hushfu. Meal Kol Chad V'Chad V'Chad V'Nafshei. But as it relates to exactly how they get the kapara, each person's going to get his kapara in a different way. Here the Gemara gives a little chazar. Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out like this. Going to Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Yisrael Mechapri B'dam Sar HaNasa B'fnim. As it relates to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Klai Yisrael got the kapara with the Sa'ir HaNasa B'fnim. The Sar Lashet V'Koyhanim B'Parshal HaHaroin. As it relates to the Koyhanim, they got it with the Par of HaHaroin. B'Shar HaVeris. As it relates to all the other ways, Eilu Ve'Eilu Mechapri B'Vidui Sar Mishtalech. They're Hushfu L'Kapara Achas Mamish. They're all with the Sar Mishtalech. Well, Rabbi Shimon, B'Shar HaVeris Nami. According to Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to other areas as well, Koyhanim B'Vidui the par mischapri, the koyhanim with the vidui of the par are going to get kapar. Kidiktani, in fact, like we learned already somewhere else, the third time we have this. Echod Yisrael, v'echod koyhanim, v'echod koyim Moshiach. They all get kapar in Yom Kippur. Ma ben Yisrael the koyhanim ul koyim Moshiach. Elo shadam apar mechaper al koyhanim al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. The chiluk is the dam of the par is mechaper on the koyhanim for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, as opposed to the rest of Klal Yisrael. They get kapar for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav from the sara nasa b'fnim zudevi Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says no. Echad Yisrael. V'echad koyhanim v'echad koyim Moshiach. Ma ben Yisrael the koyhanim ul koyim Moshiach. He's moisif to that. It's not just as it relates to the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, but rather, Kishem Shadam, Hasara, Nasa, Befnim, Mechaper, Al Yisrael. It's just like the dam asor and asor b'fneim was mechaper on Yisrael, kach dam par mechaper al koyanim, as relates to Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshov, and k'shem shevidu yishal sor mishtalech mechaper al Yisrael, for all the other averus, kach vidu yishal par mechaper al koyanim, as relates to all the other averus as well. But the bottom line is, omer rab yirmiyav ozdu l'tamay, that really tucked away in this Mishnah menachas, daf tzadik beis, is Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon l'shita sayu that permeates Masechtas Yuma, and that is whether or not the Sarim Ishtaleach, which was Mechaper and all the other Averis, with the exception of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, was it meant for all of Klal Yisrael, or was it meant only for the Yisrael? Reb Yehuda holds that it was meant for all of Klal Yisrael. And although you find in the Pasuk that the Torah was mechalik between how the Kohanim get Kapara and Yom Kippur versus how the rest of Klal Yisrael gets Kapara, that's only with regards to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, whose Kapara was attained through the Sarah Nasa Befnim and the power of the Kohen Gadol respectively. But as it relates to Shara Averois, Kulon Hushful the Kapara Achas, they all get Kapara through the Sar Mishtalech. Reb Shimon is Kishen. Just like as it relates to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, we are Mechalik in terms of how they get Kapara, so too as it relates to Shar Korban, Shar Averos, we're also Mechalik in terms of how they get this Chiluk. The bottom line is, what again does it have to do with our Sugya? Because to the extent that the Sar Mishtalech was Mechaper even for the Kohanim, well, that means that when the Torah says that the Kohanim or the Kohen Gadol should do Vida and the Sar Mishtalech, and you should do smicha on the Sar Mishtalech, that's a proper smicha. If that's a proper smicha, it's poshet. That's the second exception to the rule of kala karbonis atzibor emehem smicha. And when the halacha l'moitshe misina, I said shnei smicha is betzibor, there's no suspense. We know exactly what they are. It has to be. There's no shaila in the world. It has to be the par helem davish al tzibor, and it has to be the Sar Mishtalech. If, however, you hold that the Kohanim did not get any kapara through the Sar Mishtalech, well then, when the Torah talks about smicha by the Sar Mishtalech, it's not the conventional smicha, it's a mechudish tege parsha, which means it can't be that the Halach HaLamayish Misinai of Gemirish Dei Smicha Espetzibur is talking to that. If that's the case, the one I have, the other one I don't have, Reb Shimon has to come up with a second one. Reb Shimon's second one was the Sar Avodas Kai Chavim. Either way. So we just, if you think about it, discussed and attacked half of the machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Chacham. The half that discusses whether or not the Sar HaMishtaleach is the other exception to the rule that the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai was referring to when it said that Shtei Smichos B'Tzibor. But there's another half of this machloikis, and that is the Sar Avodas Kechavim. According to Reb Shimon, the Sar Avodas Kechavim is that second exception. According to the Chacham in the Mishnah, who we know has a name in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. In other words, there's a second machloikis over here, and that is whether or not the Sar Avodas Kechavim had smicha or didn't have smicha. Truth is, at first glance, you would think that if the Parhelim Dovah Shal Tzibur had smicha, shouldn't the Sar Avodas Kechavim have smicha? That's certainly very, very similar. By the way, if you go through the Rashis over here in the Sugyo, you'll see Rashi says that when we say that Parabal Kola Mitzvahs, that the Parhelim Dovah Shal Tzibur had smicha, it doesn't only mean the Parhelim Dovah Shal Tzibur, but it means the par that was brought in the event of a Hayru Bezdin of Avodah Zarah. That par was Laila, but it was also a carbon tzibur. And that par Laila also had smicha. And it's Mavur and Rashi that that's Nichlal in the Chutz min HaPara Baal Kol HaMitzvahs. And that's why in the Halacha L'Moshe Messina of Gemirish Dei Smichas Pitzibur, that doesn't count as two, it counts as one. But here's the point. The point is just to bring out the much before we start this next part of the Sugya. And that is the Para Baal Kol HaMitzvahs means Sai the Paralam Davash Al Tzibur and the Paral Oilo in the event that it's Ahiru Bezin of Avodah Zarah. Yet the Sayer, the Chatos, that not. And again, the question is, what is the beer in this machloikis here, this other machloikis here, between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and that is the noisei of the next part of the daf. Up to Gemara Braisa, Tanu Rabbanon. It says, V'samchu ziknei ha'eda es yedeyem al rosh hapar. This pasuk is mentioned in Vayikra Perek Dala Pasuk Tezvav, and it's talking about the Parhel and Davashal Tzibur. Mentions that there was smicha, and who did the smicha? The Ziknei Ha'eda were the ones that did the smicha. By the way, this is going to be a little bit the topic of the daf, but just to mention the obvious order, smicha always has to be done by Bailam. The Ziknei Ha'eda are the Bailam, You bet they're the Balaam. They're the ones who caused this whole mess, right? They were the ones that were Hayru v'ta'u. And as a result, they are very, very, very much the Balaam. But the bottom line is, the Pasuk says, v'samchu zikne eida esideyam al roish hapar. The word hapar bothered Chazal a little bit. Because really, it could have said al roishoy. Why do you have to chazer over the par? We know it's a par. Says the Gemara, par, ton, smicha. We learn from here that the par required smicha. The ain't siri avaitis kechavin tuna smicha divi Rabbi Yehuda. This is the makar. You want to know how Rabbi Yehuda knew that the siri avaitis kechavin didn't require smicha? He learned it out from the fact that par is ton smicha, and the siri avaitis kechavin did not require smicha because it says the word apar. Reb Shimon says, I hear the diak, but I'm medayik a little bit differently. Par ton smicha b'skenim. The par required smicha b'skenim. The ain't siri avaitis kechavin tunin smicha b'skenim. However, the siri avaitis kechavin did not require smicha b'skenim. Ela b'aharin, rather by har. So Reb Shimon again, l'shitasa, who holds that there is smicha by the siri avaitis kechavin, says Reb Shimon, I agree to the diak of par, but the diak of par is not to tell me there's no smicha because there is smicha. There's no smicha by the Zikna Eda. Instead, the smicha is going to be be'ahar. I'll ask you a kasha. Did Reb Shimon really say that? Did Reb Shimon really say that the smicha by the Seir Avodas Kechavim was done by ahar? By the way, really, if we're going through this properly, we shouldn't even be able to go weiter right now. What should be jumping off the page? How could Reb Shimon say that the smicha of the Seir Avodas Kechavim was done by ahar? Reb Shimon Lushitase made such a big deal in the previous Gemara that smicha has to be Babaylam. Right, Reb Shimon knew that the smicha of the Sar Mishtaleich is not the other exception mentioned by the Loch L'Moshe B'Sinai because it was done by Aharon. And Aharon's not getting kapara. What does the Seir Avodas Kechavim have to do with Aharon? How did he become the Balaam? It makes no sense in the world that he should be the one that's going to go and do it. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha on the top of Omid Beis. But now the Gemara asks a different kasha. I'll ask you a stira from another braisa. It says regarding the Sar Mishtaleach that Aharon HaKohen did smicha on top of the Sar HaChai. And we learn from here, HaChai ton smicha, the ain't Seir Avodas Kechavim tunu smicha divi Rabbi Yehuda. That it's dafka the Sar Mishtaleach that required smicha, as opposed to the Seir Avodas Kechavim not require smicha. So this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasoi a little bit, that whole that the Seir Avodas Kechavim did not require smicha, but it's a different Rabbi Yehuda than that. It's a different makar. In the first price, Rabbi Yehuda's makar is from the word hapar. Over here, it's from the word achai. In the first price, it's from the par helam david shal tzibur. In the second price, it's from the sar mishtalech. Reb Shimon, I mean, we need Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says chai ton smicha baharen. Says again, I agree with the diak b'miktsas. I agree there's a diak over here, but I'll tell you what the diak is. That the sar achai, meaning the sar mishtalech, required smicha by the kohen gadol by aharon. But the ain't Seir Avodas Kechavim tunin smicha baharen ela b'skenin. You want to know who did the smicha? It was the skenim. So faith the Gemara Akasha v'remino avestira in Reb Shimon. It's a little bit of a stira in Reb Yehuda, just in terms of makar. But in Reb Shimon, it's a much better stira, because in Reb Shimon, it's a stira in halacha, and we're dining shittas Reb Shimon now, anyways. So in Reb Shimon, faith the Gemara stira from the Eshta the Braisa, Reb Shimon seems to hold that who did the smicha by the Seir Avodas Kechavim? It was Aharon. And in the second Braisa, Reb Shimon holds who did it? It was the skenim that did it. Am Reb Sheshes. Reb Sheshes heard this kasha. He said v'tizbra. He said, let me ask you, sir. Seriously, the Hakam Eitzna Mitratzti. Reb Shimon was a big Reb Sheshes, who's a big bucky in Brises. Reb Sheshes is the Sinai. So Reb Sheshes says, you mean to tell me that you're even reckoning with this first Brisa as if this first Brisa is a real Brisa? How can it be a first Brisa? What's the outcome of the first Brisa? That where Reb Shimon holds there was smicha that was done by the Seir Avodas Kechavim. Who did the smicha? Aharon. Ha'amar Reb Shimon smicha b'bayla b'inon. Reb Shimon was the one who was screaming from the rooftops on Amad Aleph that it has to be smicha b'bayla as it relates to the Sar Mishtalech. Ella says, Reb Sheshes, tritz hachi, you have no choice. You have to do some reconstructive surgery on this. There's no way to make that Brisa work. Once we play with the wording of the Brisa a little bit, HaKol Yoveh HaMakamim B'Shalom, right? It's the easiest way to answer a stira. Everything is going to be okay. So this, says Rav Sheshes, is the way we need to properly present the initial Brisa. Hapa. It says, V'samchu Zikne Eda. And from there we learn parantam smicha and seir avodas tunas smicha Rabbi Yehuda. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says that no, we don't learn anything from hapar. Hachai. You want to know diyukim? The diyuk is from hachai. That it says not even in the parish of the Param Davar Shal Tzibur, that it says by the Sar Mishtalech. And the diyuk is a different diyuk. Chai ton smicha b'aharon. The ain't seir avodas kachom and tunas smicha b'aharon. Ella Biskenim, which is verbatim what Reb Shimon said in the second Brisa. So far, so good. We basically took what Reb Shimon said in the first Brisa and we changed it to what Reb Shimon said in the second Brisa. Hence, this is not a stiris Reb Shimon. In fact, it's Reb Shimon l'shitasai, right? If he's saying two different things, it's a kash. If he's saying the same thing, then it's not Shaykh. So, Gevaldis, Rav Sheshit has really answered the question. It's just a little bit funny, the Braisa, because Rabbi Yehuda starts off the Braisa darshaning hapar, and then Rav Shimon says, no, I darshan hachai. It just, again, it sounds a little bit like the Dara Flugger. It doesn't sound like they're talking to each other. So we have to make this work a little bit. Rav Sheshit had to add a few knitches. Vahachi ko amalei Rav Shimon l'Rabbi Yehuda. Let me tell you what Rav Shimon was telling Rabbi Yehuda. You're coming out, you're being medayik from the word hapar, lemutei the sira avodas kechavim, that is no smicha by the sira avodas kechavim. I hold sira avodas kechavim bo smicha. I hold they needed smicha. Now, he told Rabbi Yehuda, I know it's probably going through your mind, you're probably thinking, I don't know, psalik mechen kop, some diik, that the sira avodas kechavim doesn't have smicha. And maybe you remember it from the good old days when we still remember Rabbi Akiva, right? Nachlag Ba'imer. We were from the five Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Maybe you're remembering it from then, right? You have something in your head. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, you're making a little bit of a toast. Let me tell you what you remember. If you have something in your head that is a pesadiyak to be made that says Sira Vayitz Chavim, there's no smicha. Let me tell you what you're remembering. You're remembering Baharin Udash Mielach, that there's no smicha by Aharon, meaning the Paralam Davashal Tzibur is... I mean, the Sar Mishtalech is smicha by Aharon. So you could have thought that this Sar, right, Sar L'Gzer Shavim, is maybe also by Aharon. Kamash Malon, then no, it's not by Aharon, rather it's by the Skenim. And the mute that you're remembering is not Hapar, as opposed to the Sar. Umiute me'achayu, it's Achai, as opposed to the Sar. But the bottom line is, this is what Rav Shimon is saying in the first Braisa. Rav Shimon in the first Braisa is saying verbatim what he said in the second Braisa. I would admit, the first Braisa, the Darshaning, the word Hapar, and the second Braisa, the Darshaning, the word Achai. That's basically the way Rav Sheshit went ahead, and Rav Sheshit was Miyashiv, the Stira, was Miyashiv the Stira in Rav Shimon. So what emerges is, just from what we learned so far, this next part of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda, who is Chaylik with Rav Shimon, with regards to the Sir Avodas Kechavim, whether it required Smicha or not, the Makar Teshit is Rabbi Yehuda, that the Sir Avodas Kechavim does not have smicha, is because it says the word hapar extra by the Paralam Davashal Tzibur, and we learn from hapar to be mema'et the sar. Reb Shimon agreed there was epes amiyot, but it wasn't from hapar, it was from achai, and it wasn't being mema'et the whole mitzias of smicha, it was just being mema'et that the smicha is not baharim, like by the sar achai, rather it's done by the zikna eda, like the Paralam Davashal Tzibur. But if you're holding cheshbon, there's a very obvious question that jumps off the page. If not, the Gemara is going to give it to us now. Freit the Gemara kasha. Rabbi Yehuda, why do you need a makar? Why do we need this whole brice in the first place? Why do you need to give me some source in the Torah that there's no smicha by the sir avodas kechavim? Lamali lamatinu mikra. Ravina said, "Gemirish de smicha spetzibur." Didn't Ravina say there's a mesorah that there's only two karbanos tzibur that have smicha, and the two are taken already? It's the Paralam Davashal Tzibur v'som chuzik neid aresh apar baktena, and it's the parish of the Sar Mishtalech Yidul Shitasa who holds that the Harun Avana was meschaper. Said there's no room for another one. Why do I need a mir? This whole part of the sugya seems the Rav Chedibilsa. The first part of the sugya seemed to have addressed everything. We nailed the whole sugya. We said it's actually a human thing of machlokes, but l'chaira, we thought everything made sense. So fake Dravina, what's going on over here? L'chura, there's a mesorah of only two and not three, and I know what the two are, Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda. So if I know what, meaning, let's say this a little bit better. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's a sugya what the second exception is, because Rabbi Shimon only has one mefurish in the Torah. So if you want to be mefalful and cheat this Rabbi Shimon, what the other one is, gevaldik. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no sugya, because I know gemiri too, and I know what the two are, the psukim in the Torah. So if that's the case, break the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, lamali the matinu, tepekle yatz Ravina, and for the Gemara, girsa ba'alma, which is another way of saying asma. This whole drasha of Hapar is only in Asmach Tabalma. This whole drasha was not really a real drasha, which, by the way, maybe this would give a little bit of insight as to why Rabbi Yehuda forgot the drasha and he didn't remember it with such a clarkite. This whole drasha was an Asmach Tabalma. Anyways, this wasn't really the Makarta Alacha. This was the Ikashitas Rabbi Yehuda was based on Alacha Lamoshe Misinai. Either way, says the Gemara, and Chinami, we don't really need this drasha to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The ganze drasha is an asmach de ba'alma. Moving now along to Reb Shimon, we're focusing on the Reb Shimon part. Right, the Gemara of Reb Shimon, Sire avoides kechavim de bayu smicha minola. And how does Reb Shimon know that the Sire avoides kechavim required smicha? What does the Gemara mean? If you think about it, with all the Reb Shimon's, the first version, the second version, Reb Sheshes reconstructing the first version. Reb Shimon never gave us a makar, how we know Sira Avedus Chachamim needs Smicha. All he said was, is that there's no mir to be had from Hapar. And he had this like subtle dik that from Hachai, I know that the Smicha, which seems to be a pre-established fact that's required by Sira Avedus Chachamim, wasn't done by Aharon like it was done by that Sira, but rather it was done by the Ziknei Eda, the way it was done by the Parham Davish Shal Tzibur. But Lameisa, a Fartiga Makar, how you know the smicha by the Sira by the Chachavim, that we didn't have. In other words, that diak of Hachai seems to come after I already know that the smicha by the Sira by the Chachavim, Sefreit the Gemara, Akash of Rab Shimon, Seire Avoides Chachavim, the boy is smicha, mean all on Zak. Gemara, Nafkam of the Tanya, know from the following price. It says, Vesomach Yodoi, Al Roish Hasoyer. So where does it say this? So this is Vayikra Perik Dalid Pasuk Chav Dalid. Again, it's always very helpful to know Teresh Abiksav when you learn Kachem. But it says V'samach Yodei Al Roish Hasoyer V'shachat Oysoy B'mkoy Mashi Yishchat Esoylu Lefnei Hashem Chatosu. This is referring to the Karben Chatos that the Nasi brought. So in the event that the Nasi did an Avera that required him to bring a Chatos, his carbon was a little bit different. It was a Sawyer, not a Seir or a Kizba. Right, he had his own carbon. And it says over there that he had to do Smicha. And it says, V'somach Yodei al Roish HaSawyer. What's the diik? Why did it have to say Asar? It could have said Roishai, the same diik that Rabbi Yehuda made in the previous Braisa. So either way, says Rabbi Shimon, or says the Braisa, it says, V'samach Yodei al Roish HaSar, the Rabbi is Seir Nachshoyin L'smicha de Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what, the Hasar is coming to be Mar, it's coming to be Mar, but another Sar. There's another Sar with Samuel Furish in the third that it required Smicha. This word Hasar is coming to be Mar, but it required Smicha as well. And what's that Sar? It's the Seir of Nachshoyin. So what does that mean? Nachshoyin and Aminodah was the Nasi L'shevet Yehuda, and he was one of the Nesiim that brought the Karbonis HaNesiim B'Yom Chanukas HaMishkan and those next 12 days. So the Karbonis of Nachshon, and not just Nachshon, but of all the Nesiim required Smicha, says Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know that? I know from the word Hasar. Rabbi Shimon said, L'Rabbi Siri Avoides Kechavim L'Smicha. No, it's coming to be Marba, Siri Avoides Kechavim L'Smicha. And by the way, this is the Rabbi Shimon, right? We could stop here. This is the Makar. The Makar is, it says Hasar, and it's L'Rabbi is a different Sar. What's the Sar? It's Siri Avoides Kechavim. But the Gemara does not stop here. It says the Brisa Vayta Shai Reb Shimon Oimer Reb Shimon Fligzug and Kol Chatos Shenichtas Dama Lefnim. Any Chatos whose dam goes Lefnim, meaning all the Chatos Apnimiyos to Unas Smicha, they require Smicha. But the bottom line is the Sir Avoidus Kechavim was one of the Chatos Apnimiyos. Reb Shimon used to say they all require Smicha. The bottom line is, where's it learned from? It's learned from Hasar. That's the short answer to the question. The question is, how does Reb Shimon know that Sira Avoidus Kechavim requires Smicha? The answer is, V'somach Yodei al Roish Hasar, that it says by the Chatos Nasi, Hasar is extra. Reb Yehuda Darshan L'Rabbi's Chatos Nachshon, Reb Yehuda L'Shitasai, as opposed to Reb Shimon, right? Reb Yehuda L'Shitasai, that we already have two taken, and that there's even a mi'at from an Asmachta L'Ma'et, that there is no Smicha by the Sira Avoidus Kechavim. But Reb Shimon is Marba from Hasayir, not the Sira Nachshon, rather he's Marba the Sira Avoidus Kechavim. But then he concluded, Reb Shimon did with like a funny line. Shai Reb Shimon Oimer, Kol Chata Shenichtas Damal Lefnim to Unas Micha. Freit Gemara, Damal Lefnim the Memra Shahaya. Why did Reb Shimon have to say this Shahaya? What was the point of saying it? Now if you look at Rashi in the Ksav Yad, so Rashi says the reason the Gemara holds, there's no point in saying it, because technically this is something that I already know. Because if you go through the cheshbon of all the chatoyos apnimiyos, right, really, they're all sort of obvious at this point that their dam is going to, or that those karbonos are going to require smicha. The par helam davash al tzibur we know requires smicha. The seer avodas kechavim Reb Shimon Shita is requires smicha. You have the par that the kohen gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. That's a regular chatas yachid. So that for sure is going to require smicha. The only other one is the sar lashem. That's a carbon tzibur. It was brought for Klal Yisrael, and that was Chatois HaPnimis, right? All the Zrikas of the Chatois that were born in Yom Kippur were done in the Heichel, right? Lefnai v'lefnim even. But these were all Chatois HaPnimis. That's the only other one. And that other one, as we're going to see in a minute, the Gemara is actually going to Chepworth a little bit. So the Gemara's kasha right now is, again, I'm just quoting a Rashi, that Shehoi Reb Shimon Omer Kol Chata Shenichlas Dam Lefnim Tuun and Smicha Lamali Lameimra. What do I need it for? It's really not being moist of anything. Maybe it's confusing us a drop. It's for sure not being moist of anything. So the Gemara says that you want to know why he said Shehoi Simon Ba'alma. It's a Simon Ba'alma. He said it just for a good way to remember. What does he want you to remember? He wants you to remember, Zok Rashi, that from Hasoir we marba the Sir. And we're not marba the Sir Nachshon. The Sir Avodas Chachavim is a chata shenichnas dama lefnim, as opposed to the Sir Nachshon that was not. How would you remember what to be marba from Hasar? So Reb Shimon used to have this cheat sheet. Shahay Reb Shimon Omer Kol Chata Shenichnas Dama Lefnim Tunas Micha. It's not being mechadash halach. It's a simon ba'alma. Right? The question was: is it being mechadash halach that I didn't know? The answer is no. What's the point? It's a simon. A simon doesn't have to be mechadash halach. It's just a good way to remember something, and that's the whole point of that line of Reb Shimon. But the Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara says, Ve'emo, sir hanasa bifnim. How do you know that from Vesomach Yodei al-Rosh HaSoyer, it's l'rabbis sir avodas kechavim, maybe we should be marba the sir hanasa bifnim, meaning the sir that was brought on Yom Kippur, lifnim, the sar echad l'Hashem, maybe that's what it's coming to be marba. Again, it's coming to be marba another sar l'smicha, a sar that I would not have thought. Rabbi Yehuda said, sar nachshon. Reb Shimon said that it's not coming to be marba the sar nachshon, it's coming to be the sir avodas kechavim. What? I have another option. I have another very good idea. Maybe it's coming to be marba the sir l'Hashem. Zok the Gemara, dumi the sir nasi. It can't be. Why? Because that sir that we're going to be marba l'chayre, it makes sense, should be similar to the sir of the nasi, the mechaper al averis mitzvah yadua. The sir nasi, meaning the schatos nasi, which is where this pasuk is mentioned, so that's coming to be mechaper on a regular chayvei krisis b'shaykik, right? It's not talking about a situation of mikdash v'kadosh of this yediyah, no yediyah. It's just a regular mitzvah yedua. So it's mistabit that whatever we're going to be marba is going to be for that as well. The sir avodas kechavim is a regular avera, as opposed to the sir hanasa lefnim, that was mechapram tumas mikdash v'kadosh of dafk in situations where there was no yediyah, ki yodua, and being that that's the case, so it's more mistabit to be marba that. So the Gemara, another kashul, Ravina da Amar, gimme rishtei smichas betzibur, according to Ravina that said that we have a halacha l'meish misinai, that is only two smichas betzibur, then kroi lamali. Well, if that's the case, why do I need a pasuk? So what's the Gemara's kasha? It's the same kasha Gemara asked Rabbi Yehuda, now asking Reb Shimon. According to everybody, there's a halacha l'meish misinai that there has to be two situations where there's a carbon sibur that's going to involve smicha. We're trying to figure out what that second one is. One is mefurish, it's the parayim davashol sibur. What's the second one? Rabbi Yehuda said the second one was the sar mishtalech. Reb Shimon held that the second one is not the sar mishtalech. Okay, so what is the second one? It has to be the Sirah Avodas Kechavim. Sefeit the Gemara Kasha, that according to the Messiah of there having to be two, isn't it then obvious that this should have to be the second one? Zok the Gemara. By the way, what's the obvious answer right now? What would you answer if we stopped the Gemara right here? We said we'll pick this up tomorrow, like we used to do in the last machzor, right? What would the answer be? The answer would be, what do you mean? You just said that maybe there's another option. The sar hanasa b'fnim was an option, right? Even after we had a drosha, the Gemara said maybe it's from the sar hanasa b'fnim. And what did the Gemara come out? The Gemara had a psakan salimud. Hey, you know that that's not it. The Gemara's going to get to that. But for now, the Gemara says that if we have a mesayra, why do I need a pasuk to be marba the sir avodas kechavim? Tepeklei achabal alach l'moish misinai. And this must be the second one. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. I need the hilchasa that there's only two, and I need this drasha as well. The imikra, going backwards. If all I had was the pasuk, meaning what? If all I had was the pasuk that says the parhalim davashol tzipor, and I would have hasoir, this drasha that's marba, also the siravayis chacham, that wouldn't be enough. Why would that not be enough? Because havamina, I would have thought zivchei shalmi tzipor. I would think to be marba the zivchei shalmi tzipor, also known as the kivsei atzeres, which shaiches. Ki kasha amasnisen da hachpirke de chol amenoches bois. Based on the same exact kasha that we asked on a previous parak, which parak? Parak kol amenoches bois. You don't see this every every day. The Gemara quotes the Perek where we said Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said Shloishim Minim Tunin Shalish Mitzvahs. There are 3 minim that require 3 mitzvahs. Reb Shimon had said that there are 3 karbanos. There's the Shalmei Yachid, the regular carbon Shlomim. There's the Kifsei Atzeres, and there's the Asher Mitzayra. And all 3 of them have 2 of 3 mitzvahs. Which mitzvah? Smicha, Tnufa Mechayim, and Tnufa La'achar Misa. As it relates to the Kifsei Atzeres, the Shalmei Tzibur, that requires Tnufa Mechayim, right? They used to take the breads and the Kifsei Atzeres, and they did Tnufa. It needed Tnufas Chazav HaShoik, like all the Shlomims needed, but there was no Smicha, right? It's not one of the Karbanos Tzibur that requires Smicha. We appreciate that much better in today's daf, so there was no Smicha. Now, the Gemara asked the Kasha, V'leisi b'Kal V'Chaymer, why do we make a Kal V'Chaymer? This is a Kasha the Gemara already asked. The Gemara is quoting a Gemara. V'yivchu v'yiv zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, right? Chamamol Gazak, that's what the Gemara is doing now. V'leisi b'Kal V'Chaymer, v'yiv zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, tunu Smicha mikal, if you know, you know. V'yiv zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, tunu Smicha v'kal V'Chaymer. This zivchei Shalmei Tzibur should require Smicha from a Kal V'Chaymer. How so? Ma Shalmei Yachid she'ein tunin tunufa chayim. Right, the Shalmei Yachid needed tunufa chaz v'shoik, but not tunufa mechayim. Yeah, tunim Smicha. It required smicha chayim while it was alive. V'chulu, what's the v'chulu? So the zivchei shalmei tzibur that require tenufa mechayim certainly should require smicha mechayim. But the bottom line is, what's the teretz to that kasha that the Gemara asked? That zivchei shalmei tzibur, the kifsei atzeres should require smicha. The teretz is isra chilchasa. There's halach l'mesh p'sinei, only 2. If it's only 2, it's not 3, so that's why I need the Lach L'mosh M'sinai. Because if all I had was the Pesukei HaTorah, I know Parom Davash Al Tzibur, I know the Seir HaVitz Kechavim from Hassar, and I would also know from the first of the 30 Midrash HaTorah in the Drash, Spam Kal V'Chaymer, the Zivchei Shamiz. So for sure I need the Hilchasa. Okay, but that wasn't the Kash. The Kash was, why do I need the Pasuk if I have the Hilchasa? The answer is Pasha. Vimi Hilchasa Yadin, and I knew. I wouldn't know what to be Marba. Hassar is Marba, or I would know to be Marba. No, we're going with the Hilchasa. Hilchasa is Marba, but I wouldn't know what to be Marba. Kamash Malah and Hassar. And Asar is what? Is Dum Yudisar Nasi, the Mechaper Averis Mitzvahs Yudua, as opposed to the Sar Anas Befnim, which was Mechaper on Einem Yoidin. For that reason, I need the Hilchasa, I need the Pasik. The bottom line is, we have again, we have the rule of the Mishnah. Kol Karbonis as Tzibur Ein Behem Smicha. There's 2 exceptions. What are the exceptions? So we have a very brief Mishnah, and then we have a bunch of brises over here in the Gemara. At the end of this, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the 2 exceptions to the rule are the Par Halm Davish Al Tzibur, that's the one that's Mefurish in the Torah, and the second one is the Sar Mishtaleach. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's, again, the one that's Mefurish in the Torah, that's the Par Halm Davish Al Tzibur, and it's the Sir Avoidus Koy Chavim. A few things. Number one, Rav Shimon's moide the smicha by the Sar Mishtalech. It's psukim in the Torah. It's not negotiable. There's no way to even have this conversation. The shaila only is that the other exception. There was Alach L'mesh Misina that there were 2 exceptions. Is that the other exception? What's that tolling? That was the first half of the daf. It's tolling whether or not the Sar Mishtalech was mechaper for Aharon Uvanov or it was only mechaper for the rest of Klal Yisrael. What's the makar to this whole business? The makar is there was a mesira that there were only 2 examples of Alach L'mesh Misinai that required smicha. One of them is mefurish in the Torah. The other one, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is mefurish in the Torah. But according to Rabbi Shimon, was not mefurish in the Torah. In fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the other one was so mefurish in the Torah that even though there was a brisa that had a makar hapar, the Gemara said it's an asmachta ba'alma, right? It's not a mefurish makar. Girsa ba'alma was lashon haGemara. It's not even mefurish. All it is an asmachta. As it relates to Rav Shimon, it's true there was a mesira that there's a third one, but what that there's only 2, but what exactly that second one, that there was no mesira for. And that's where Rav Shimon had to roll his sleeves up. Rav Shimon needed a drasha, and ultimately the drasha was from the parasha of the Chatas Nasi. V'somach yodei al roish ha-soir. Rav Yehuda holds the rabbi's sir nachshin. Rav Shimon Shita was the rabbi's sir avoydus kechavim. That's how he came up with his second exception. Now, focusing to the next part of the Mishnah. Kol karbanos hayach atunim smicha chutz mibchar u'maisro pesach. So all karbanos hayach required smicha, with the exception of the Bechar, the Maaser, and the Pesach. So when it comes to the Karban Tzibur, all Karban Tzibur do not, with the exception of the 2, Shailas, which 2? As it relates to the Karban Yachid, all of them, yeah, with the exception of 3. So Bechar, Maaser, and Pesach were on the exclusion list of the previous Mishnah regarding Nesachim, and made it to the exclusion list here as well. The Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa, and the Braisa is going to give us the Makar, how you know that there's no Smicha by the Bechor, there's no smicha by the Meiser, and there's no smicha by the Pesach. Now, the background to this drasha is really mentioned in the Tap Rashi and Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, but there are six times that the Torah mentions the word karbonoi, seemingly in an extra way, in the parasha of the Karban Shlomim, even in the context of smicha. And it's from there, karbonoi, 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 karbonoi. It's obvious that there's something going on over here. Now Rashi says our sugi is only going to focus on three of the karbanos. The other three, that already is discussed elsewhere. So we're going to focus on the three of the karbanos, and that's going to be the background, dead giveaway, the three miyutim that we have. Sokimar Tanu Rabbanon, karbanoi. It says the word karbanoi, v'loi habichar, as opposed to a bichar. Bichar doesn't require smicha. So the shlomim requires smicha. Abenishta bichar, sheyachal. You would have thought, yeah, why? V'aloi dinu. I would have made a kavuchemer. Mat shlomim sheink tushas mirechem. Adach shlomim, that's not kaddish mirechem. A shlomim is not born kaddish. Tun and smicha requires smicha. Bichar shek tushas mirechem. A bichar that is kaddish mirechem. Ene din shaton smicha. So really, it should require smicha. Tamad loimir karbanoi v'loi habichar. Karbanoi, it says karbanoi again. V'loi ma. I learned from here, Maisa Behemoth doesn't require a smicha. I would have thought Valu Dinu based on the Kalvachim Ritchot. Mashlomish in Makachin Lifnaim Lacharem to Smicha. Madach Shlomim, there's no musig of it being Makadish, the carbon that comes before it, the carbon that comes after it. What's the background to this? That's yesterday's daf, right? The person that was counting, and he, instead of right drinking on the job, he counted the ninth as the tenth, and the tenth as the ninth, and the 11th as the tenth. So ma'isa shemekadosh levanav alachrav in that case, in a din shaton smicha. So you would think certainly it should require smicha. Let me karbanav alei ma'isa, and finally karbanav alei pesach. The third karban he says alei pesach. Sheyachav alei dinu. I would have thought pesach should be included based on the kalvachem. Mash shlomim sheinu ba'amoid v'havo. There's no chiyuv to bring a shlom. Tunan smicha pesach shu ma'amoid v'havo. In a din shaton. But the Gemara says, I have a pircha on all three of these kalvachimers. This is one pircha that fits all. Shlomim has tenufas chazav v'shoik. Additionally, nesachim, as opposed to b'char ma'aser pesach, don't have tenufas chazav v'shoik. Okay, they have to remember from earlier in the Masechta, but they don't have nesachim. That was yesterday's daf. So we know that shlomim v'shua has chumras over these things. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kroy asmachta v'alma. The psukim, all these karbanos are really asmachtas. Elo zaktimar kroy lama. So why do I need these three karbanos? Karbanov like karban chaveroi. This is the halacha that we mentioned in the introduction, that there's no shlichas by smicha. Karbanov like karban avikei chavim, that you don't do smicha on the carbon of a guy, and carbonai the rabbi's kobal carbon smicha. If you have shutf and they bring the carbon together, each person that can call a carbonai, you have to do a smicha. It's not enough that one person acts as an agent on behalf of the group. Every single person would have an obligation to go ahead and do smicha. And this concludes the first part of this 2.5 daf series regarding the halachas of smicha. But as it relates to Reid, I just want to go back to yesterday's daf and mention one ha'ora nefla'a that I heard from Yedidi Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Lipschitz. And that is, so the topic of yesterday's daf, it's not going to be hard, was the halacha of the nesachim. Kol karbonis ha-tzibur v'hayachet tu'uno nesachim. Chutz min ha-bchor v'ha-meiser v'ha-pesach v'ha-chatos v'ha-oshem. The exception of the chatos and the oshem of the mitzayra, even though the chatos v'oshem, they do require nesachim. Then the Gemara brought a long braisa, and then we did a deep dive, a whole daf of Gemara, darshini this braisa, 20 or so drushes. There was so much going on. One of the things that the Gemara was marba in the braisa was the oilas riyah and the shalmi chagiga. It says in the parsha of the nesachim, oy b'moyadechem. And from the words Chazal said, it's l'rabis t'oilas ri'in d'shal mechagigo. Why do I need a riboy? I would have thought it's not being brought b'nedav and adav. So even though it's a carbon that's b'cheftza brought b'nedav and adav, but right now it's not. It's a carbon that's brought on a mayed. And being that it's a carbon that's brought on a mayed, so it's for that reason, it's included in the halach of the nesach. The Shita Mekubet says, on the side of the Gemara asks, a bombekasha. Pesach is one of the karbanos that are nismait in the Mishnah from Nesachim. Why don't we say that the carbon Pesach is included in oibim ayadechem. I have every reason in the world not to include it because it's not bor ben edib and adav. But just like the oilas ri and the shami chagiga were included from oibim ayadechem, the fake the shita b'kubetz says why we also not marba the carbon pesach from oibim ayadechem. Just to explain the kasha a little bit better. The carbon pesach, even though it was brought on erev pesach, but l'chura it still would be considered a carbon of a mohid. First of all, it's eaten on pesach, but even more than that, tiyudua the Ramah says that a person that becomes an ovel on Yontif, so he doesn't start keeping avelas until after Yontif. If somebody was sitting shiva or shloshim before Yontif, when Yontif comes, it's soiser the avelas. Says the Ramah, there's a yeshayimrim, that the avelas of Yontif starts as it relates to Pesach, Erev Pesach Nochatzois. The Vilna Gaon Abir Agra says, what's the makar? He says, because the Pasuk says in Parashas Emor, we said it many times over Yontif, I hope. Eile Moyade Hashem. Nikroi Kodesh Asher Tikrois Mayada Vayadaber Moishes Mayada Hashem Ubnei Yisrael Savri, right? We say it in Kiddush Eilu Mayada Hashem, and in the parish of Eilu Mayada Hashem we mention Barba Asar Beinu Arbaim, you're supposed to bring the carbon Pesach. So says the Goyen that you see Mefurish in the parish of the Mayadim, the Torah doesn't start from Pesach, Torah starts from Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach Nochatzois, this man that the carbon Pesach was brought is already considered a Moy. So Freit the Shita Mekubet says, why don't we say from Oibim Mayadechan to be married by the carbon Pesach? So Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Lipschitz said Haflav a fella. He said, you know why? You know why? Because it's Yodua that when there was the big tumult with Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer about bringing Karbonis Bezman Hazeh, so the Netziv wrote in one of his Svarim, that why is it that every single time the tumult came about, it was always about the Karbon Pesach, it was never about one of the other Karbonis. He said, because there's a pasuk in the Teuchah that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'ashi Moisei es mikdasheichem, V'lo yariach, I'm not going to smell anymore, the reach nichoichem. The Eibush already said there's going to be no reach nichoichem. So he said, be'etzim, the whole idea of bringing a Karbon Bezman Hazeh should be dead on arrival, because a Karbon is supposed to be a reach nichoichem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that I'm not going to smell the reach nichoichem. But the Netziv said, if you look in the Torah, there's only one carbon where it doesn't say Reach Nichayach, and that's the carbon Pesach. So being that by the carbon Pesach, there's no Reach Nichayach anyways, that's why that was the only carbon, even in the times of the Rishonim, that they tumbled about maybe bringing Afapi Shein Bayis, because that's the only one that you could bring Noch the Churban, where you don't have the Klol of the Teichacha of a Leiriach, it's Reach Nichayach. And we spoke out, maybe the Lam, this is because the carbon Pesach was all to be Marche Kleis from the Mavoy Dezor, Mishchu Yetcha Mavoy Dezor, Kholchem Tzayin Shal Mitzvah, based on the Meshach Chachman, the Akdomata, Sefer Vayikrav, Ein Kana Makam Laharach. But said Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, if you take a look in the Pasuk, Vasisem Isha Lashem, Oila, Oy Zevach, Lefale Neder, Oy Benedova, Oy Bemoyadechem, Lasa Yisreach, Nichoyach, Lashem, and Abakar, and Atzah. Pasuk says, Mefurish, that the mitzvah of Nesachim is for a karma that's Lasa Yisreach, Nichoyach, Lashem. The one carbon where there was no reach nichayach was the carbon Pesach. From oibem ayadechem be'etzem you'd be able to be married with the carbon Pesach. But oibem ayadechem lasso is reach nichayach l'Hashem. Can't be. Stav zayin ha-carbon versus oile l'reach nichayach. Carbon Pesach was only to be merach k'la yisro me'avoy d'zara. It wasn't a carbon where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this tayelis from. As a result, the carbon Pesach, which was not a reach nichayach, by definition cannot be included in this Pesach. It's true, it's included in B'mayadechem, but it's not included in Rat Lasa Yisreach Nechayach L'Hashem, the Divrei Pi Chacham Chen.